Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Mexican Navy ship has crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing at least two crew members. This man was nearby.
We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge and we saw what happened, which was just horrifying.
Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio have been meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Rome, where they all attended the Pope's inaugural mass. President Trump posting on Truth Social, warning against Walmart raising prices. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs as the reason. He then added the retailer and China should eat the tariffs.
One person has been killed in an explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remains secure and undamaged.
CBS's Christian Benavides. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors in. They are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another challenging year for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. A report out this weekend says the Wisconsin Badgers will be lucky to finish 500 this season. Last year they went 5-7, and this year's schedule, not any easier. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and an improved Indiana program. Most odds makers have the Wisconsin Badgers with another 5-7 record this fall. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Twins last night, 7-0. Milwaukee with just 3 hits. The Twins have won 13 in a row and haven't allowed a scored run in 33 innings, a new franchise record. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's kind of indicative of how much they care, to be quite honest with you. I know people might not understand that. They care a great deal. They want to get it right. We also, guys, we faced a really good pitcher who was really good tonight.
The Twins' Pablo Lopez allowing just 2 hits in 6 innings. That series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area today. A light north breeze at highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, it gets a little frosty. Partly cloudy skies and temperatures dropping to the middle 30s. On Monday, partly sunny skies. Highs approaching 60. Right now, it's 48.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Music of the Stars. Good morning. On this morning in May. Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, Wausau. WXCO, 1230, 98.9. To the music of the stars. Celebrity vocals. Next up, Vincent Price. I'm your host, Lou Vergani. Heart of America in song. And in prose and poetry, Joyce Kilmer wrote this. It's got a school name for him in Milwaukee. Good old Milwaukee schools, I always say.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Alice, look at me. Whom do you see?
You, love.
That's right. I've told you, Alice, that I have with you exactly the kind of life I want. And damn it all, my sweetheart, come hell or high water, let's keep it that way. When April's dreams are over, and all her songs are sung. When the years are old, and the hills are old,
and only our hearts are young, then every sweet small wonder will still more wondrous be in the brave new light of a world grown bright under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree, let youth have its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the harvest time of love. Spring is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy-free. But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is folly free is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree.
Its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the harvest time of love.
Spring is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy-free.
But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is folly-free
is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Patricia Rutledge and Boris Karloff is next. Oh, Vincent Price, of course. Boris, sure. He was Captain Hook, you know. Leonard Bernstein wrote that part.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead. Tune in to what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
When they tell you read page one, read three more, you'll find that the very next day when you are done, the group is way behind.
You gotta stay one step ahead, stay one step ahead. Tune into what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Why not keep it to yourself? Stay away from the pack. When you're ready to fly, they'll start to cry and wish they had the knack.
You gotta stay one step ahead, stay one step ahead. Tune into what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Start a little ahead, or some other bright guy will steal the pie. Come on, boy, use your head.
You gotta stay one step ahead, stay one step ahead. Commit to what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Keep your head out of the sand, pick the apple that's ripe, or the very next day it's gonna fall in someone else's hand.
Stay one step ahead, stay one step ahead. Tune into what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Music of the Stars, Marilyn May. How now, Dow Jones?
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch. I came up with a hunch. This was an up and Adam day. It's one of those spells where you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to say, will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintoshes back in the group. I came up with a scoop. This was the time to rise and say, jubilant sky, that the 4th of July will look gray. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? And let a winner lead the way.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertaining. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment. The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a champ kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is the stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. The doubt while the jury is out, or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face, that's entertainment. The dame who is known as the flame of the king of an underground ring, he's an ape who won't let her escape. That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen, some great Shakespearean scene where the ghost and the prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Hooray for showbiz!
Still just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment. Believe me, there is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest red-nosed comic in burlesque and I'll show you an entertainer. We're all
Everything that happens in life
can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk who is thrown out of work
by the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage, the stage is a world of entertainment.
While the jury is out, or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face, that's entertainment.
The dame who is known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment.
It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen,
some great Shakespearean scene
where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage, the stage is a world of entertainment.
Say, that is Oscar Levant and Fred Astaire, Nanette Fabre, and Jack Buchanan. It's the music of the star.
Thank you.
John Williams and Irving Berlin right now.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low, even with a turkey that you know will fold. You may be stranded out in the cold, still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. The butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk are secretly unhappy men, because the butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk get paid for what they do, but no applause. They gladly bid their dreary jobs goodbye for anything theatrical and wise. There's no business like show business, and I tell you it's so. Traveling through the country is so thrilling, standing out in front on opening nights, smiling as you watch the theater filling, and there's your billing out there in lights. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you people, they smile when they are low. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where could you get money that you don't give back? Let's go on with the show.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
I grew up with you, listened to your music, high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon. When you're in a romantic mood, and you're trying to make out, whose records do you put on? I've spent a lot of nice evenings listening to your music, and I just wonder, I said, I wonder who Frank listens to.
Oh, I play Jerry Fail or some of those.
Interesting concept.
Yes, it is. But you know. I can answer that by telling you that in those lovely moments, I play Daphnis and Chloe, or the Sunken Cathedral, the Engulfed Cathedral, all that kind of classy jazz.
High class stuff.
I don't fool around with all that other stuff. Because...
Hey, look, I know you're going to do another number with the band, because I know you got a recording session tonight, and really, on behalf...
Don Rickles walks in.
Gee, you look
Hello.
Good, Don.
Well, that's it for me. Why don't you guys get with the band? Hey, Frank, it's good to see you.
I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know.
Never mind.
And I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly, certainly.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
Ooh. Marco Mangananzo?
Fambino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday.
Here's Don Rickles, his last appearance.
I'll trade you laughter for love. I'll trade you one for the other. Laughter for love. What can you lose? Some madness from earth. And for whatever it's worth, whether you like it or not, I'll give you all that I've got. I'll trade you sunlight for gold. One shines as bright as the other. Love is pure gold, and laughter the sun. Life, this is my life. For all of my life. And you are part of this life. I swear that it's true. I love to do what I do, to share this laughter I give, for just a little love from.
Don Rickles, right at the end of his life. Frank Sinatra mentioned the Engulfed Cathedral, one of his favorites. This was used in John Carpenter's Escape from New York. And John Carpenter wrote this. Here's the Engulfed Cathedral. Thank you. Cathedral, a lot of stories connected with the sea. Claude Debussy wrote that. It's a long ago vanished city in France, which was taken over by the sea, engulfed. And sometime, the legend says, it rises occasionally, only on clear days. The story is the city of Ys, built on reclaimed land, protected by a great barrier to keep the ocean away. And there was a locked opening that was unlocked once to permit the boats to come in at low tide. It sounds safe. But the princess gets the key from her father and opens the dike one evening, and the city and the cathedral is inundated. Music of the Stars. Welcome, everybody. Waukesha, Milwaukee, WAUK, 540, 101.1.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through. The senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day.
Though we face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone, when the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember. Though we leave in sorrow all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. The ivy walls are far behind, no matter. paths may wind, we'll remember always, always graduation day. We'll remember always graduation day.
Graduation Day is called commencement, and properly so, because it is both a recognition of completion and a beginning. And I would like seriously to talk to you about this new phase, the society in which you're now going to take your place as full-time participants. You're no longer observers. You'll be called upon to make decisions and express your views on global events, because those events will affect your lives. I'll try not to belabor you with some of the standard rhetoric that is beloved of graduation speakers. For example, I'm not going to tell you that you know more today than you've ever known before or than you will ever know again. The other standby is, when I was 14, I didn't think my father knew anything. By the time I was 21, I was amazed at how much the old gentleman had learned in 7 years. And then, of course, the traditional and the standby is that a university like this is a storehouse of knowledge, because the freshmen bring so much in and the seniors take so little away.
The day we talk.
ghost town. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won.
Every one of you graduates can be proud. You've finished one of the most important tasks of your life, that of getting a high school education. And now you have before you great opportunities, and with them, a great adventure. The adventure of helping to take America into the 21st century. As America approaches the 21st century, the adventure may take you around the world and even perhaps to the moon, the planets, and the stars. This century, the 20th, the world has seen that when free peoples have courage, vision, and determination, there is no limit to the good that they can do. If it's true that tradition is the glue holding civilization together, then Eureka has made its contribution to that effort. Yes, it is a small college in a small community. It's no impersonal assembly line diploma mill. As the years pass, if you have let yourselves absorb the spirit and tradition of this place, you'll find the 4 years you've spent here living in your memory as a rich and important part of your life.
Were playing cops and robbers, I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sites for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Junior high, the time flew by,
until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow I always knew
I'd never.
Serino and the Bowties. The music
it's
of the stars.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day. At the senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. Can face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone. When the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always, graduation day. We'll remember always graduation day.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news. I will be right back for two more hours of the Music of the Stars. Across the world at civicmedia.us.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB is looking into why a Mexican tall ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge last night. CBS New York's Zinnia Maldonado tells us the two people were killed by debris from the masts that were too tall to make it under the bridge.
Mayor Eric Adams telling us that 19 people were injured. Two of those remain in critical condition this morning.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News investigators have identified a suspect in yesterday's bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs. One person was killed. Five hurt. And from Attorney General Pam Bondi,
we are working to learn more, but let me be clear. The Trump administration understands that women and mothers are the heartbeat of America. Violence against a fertility clinic is unforgivable.
CBS's Christian Benavides. At the Vatican, Leo XIV has officially been installed as Pope and has celebrated his first Mass. The Vatican says he'll meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky this afternoon. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.